In Russia, state subsidies for the arts disappeared along with the Soviet Union. And while that has hurt literature and the film industry, theater has thrived. There are some fears about increasing commercialization, but Russian audiences are hungry for new drama. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
Moscow has more than 115 theaters. Many are packed on performance nights. This winter, the New Generation Theater is staging Rothschild's Fiddle, a 2004 play based on Anton Chekhov's short story. The drama's main character realizes too late he's let life pass him by, which drives him to despair. The play was written and directed by Kama Ginkus, one of Moscow's top directors. Ginkus often explores themes from literature, painting, and music. He says, "My challenge is to search for ways to express in drama material otherwise not meant for the stage." Critics call Ginkus one of the world's great directors. Among his boosters is John Friedman, who co-wrote a book with Ginkus called Provoking Theater. Friedman says new Russian drama first broke onto the theater scene around 1996 with the staging of Tanya Tanya by playwright Olga Mukhina. Friedman says critics universally praised her work.
I mean, up to that time, anytime anybody wrote a new play that got staged, critics all said, it's trash, it's lousy, it's uninteresting, it's not Chekhov, it's not Moliere, it's not Shakespeare, it's bad.
Other new drama followed, and theater managers began fighting over who got to stage it. But theater's popularity in Russia isn't new. Friedman cites Mikhail Shepkin, a 19th century actor who called theater a cathedral.
And so Russians go to the theater to worship. That is the truth. And people do go to the theater to hear the truth. They want to go and hear what's happening in their own lives, and theater is one of the places you go to do it.
Marina Davudova is a theater critic with the Izvestia newspaper. She says drama thrived even under the Soviet Union, despite censorship and isolation from the rest of the world.
It helped carry out the functions of parliament, the free press which didn't exist, and so on. It took on a number of functions it otherwise shouldn't have.
Drama critics say Moscow theater is successful today because it reflects the country's rapidly changing society. Director Ginkus agrees. He says live performances require flexibility to keep audiences' attention. But both Ginkus and critic Davudova are pessimistic about the future. Ginkus says serious productions like his make up a tiny part of the theater scene. And it's getting smaller as the old intelligentsia gives way to newer audiences that prefer expensive sets and sensationalized plots.
You can't put on a play anymore that doesn't concern things like AIDS or prostitution. But what about the universal everyday problems that concern all of us? The problem that we're all mortal, that we don't want to suffer, that we want to love, that we're jealous, that we hate, want success, fear, loneliness, and so on.
Not everyone's putting on new productions. One of the country's best theaters, the Pyotr Fomenko Studio, is staging Chekhov's Three Sisters. One of its stars, Madlen Jibrailova, compares most new productions to rotten candy.
People are attracted by expensive candy wrappers, and they often don't think about what's inside.
But for now, directors like Fomenko and Ginkus retain a loyal following. Ginkus is directing rehearsals for a new play about the Grand Inquisitor in Fyodor Dostoevsky's novel The Brothers Karamazov. He expects the new drama to open in New York this summer, along with Rothschild's Fiddle and another new play based on a story by Nikolai Gogol. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.